All right, Tibor, say good morning. Let's begin. So we are picking up on the bottom of Tof Yud Beis. Tof Yud Beis. Therefore, again, remember, we're speaking about the idea, the Mechaber's quoting the concept from Rabbi Nachman, that a lot of times, even though we do all the necessary steps in order to affect change within our lives, sometimes we don't change. And what's the pshat? So remember, again, he quotes Rabbi Nachman, who explains, it's due to a lack of Yishuv Hadas, what the Rebbe calls Yishuv Hadas. Although we're beginning to see, as many of us may be familiar with that term Yishuv Hadas, and usually we use it in the context, as we discussed yesterday, as inner tranquility, inner peace, serenity. The Rebbe uses it in a little bit of a different fashion. So let's take a look, the second to last paragraph. So he says, Al Kain, he's quoting over here from Rabbi Nachman, so Rabbi Nachman writes, it is important for a person to be able to find the strength, to be able to focus himself on all of his actions. Asheru osa ba'olam, that he does in this world. And a person has to ask himself, is it worth it for me to spend my energies on the actions that I'm spending my energies on? And sometimes because a person does not orient himself or settle himself, and again, we're going to explain what this means in just a moment, and he doesn't have das, So let's read the next paragraph to explain the Rebbe's words. So the Mechaber says, we see in Rabbi Nachman's words an incredible framework. Sometimes because a person does not settle himself, ve'ein lo das, mashma shemi she'ino miyashiv es daito, ein lo das. It turns out that someone who does not literally settle or orient his das has no das. What does that mean? Ma'nikra shiyesh lo adam das. What does it mean that a person has das, has understanding? Rak shiyesh lo yishuv adas. Well, so let's take a step back here and just understand what the Rebbe is saying. What Rabbi Nachman is saying, we began to speak about this a little bit yesterday. What Rabbi Nachman understands yishuv hadas to mean is, I think, what we would probably call clarity of purpose. Clarity of purpose. Where do I want to get to in life? What do I want to accomplish? You see, the problem, Rabbi Nachman says, is that sometimes we look at life as a series of uncoordinated pieces. I want to do this today, I want to do this tomorrow, I want to focus on this right now, and those are all beautiful things. The shaila is, how do they all fit together into a bigger picture? Where do I want to get to in life? What do I want to accomplish in life? Yishuv Hadas means clarity of purpose. You know, I'll give you the mashal. And so once there's clarity of purpose, then I understand how all of the smaller pieces kind of fit together. I'll give you the example that I was speaking to Michael and Tamash yesterday after the shiur. So this, I think the simple mashal is like this. If I know that I have to get to a particular destination, I know that I have a job I have to do. So I don't have to be at my job at 9 o'clock. So what happens? I'm driving and I'd like a cup of coffee. I'd like my cup of coffee. So I know that in order to get the cup of coffee, I have to get off the highway, and I have to get the cup of coffee. There's a detour. So that's my shayla. Should I go get the cup of coffee or not? So what does that depend on? It depends on what does getting the cup of coffee do for my ultimate purpose. My goal is to get to my job by 9 o'clock. My goal is to get to the appointment, whatever the destination is. If I get the cup of coffee, so there's a couple of different scenarios. I could be late, and being late is problematic. I could get myself a good caffeine rush, and that might be exceptionally helpful. But I will say, the idea is, I'm no longer making that decision in a vacuum. Instead, what I'm ultimately doing is making that decision in the context of ultimately, again, my greater goal. So if I know that by stopping for that cup of coffee, that is going to make me late for my destination, and that destination is the goal, then what? The only logical thing to do is don't get the coffee, right? Don't get the coffee. Or plan ahead, right? And make your cup of coffee at home. Come to Daf Yomi first. You know, whatever it is. But that's what the Rebbe says is Yishuv Hadas. Yishuv Hadas means that you go ahead and you have clarity of purpose for where you want to go, who you want to be, what you want to do. And when you have that, then all of the smaller pieces fit together. The Rebbe says, do you know why often we don't make real traction in life? Because we're living in the moment, we're living in the now, and we're not focusing on any type of bigger picture in relationship to life. So when you don't have a clarity of purpose, when you don't have that Yishuv Hadas, so sometimes it's hard to go ahead and get significant traction. He goes on, he says, I'm sorry, I lost the place. Okay, so okay, bottom up page of Safir Beis. He says, "Bilbo hadas nikra das, teiruf hadas nikra das, v'zos tzrichim lahavin shekala bilbulim v'riboy hamachshavos v'chalukas tafyud gimel ha'itza sheish la'adam." So what happens when a person doesn't have clarity of purpose? So what's the issue? A person is bombarded by a variety of different things. Sometimes pam choshev kach. Sometimes he thinks this way, pam choshev kach. Sometimes he thinks that way. Hakol begeder bilbul v'teiruf hadas. And I will say, I'm all over the place. I'm simply all over the place. Uberusho shalamaisa ein laadam das. Kidas perusho sheyesh lo yishuv hadas. You will say, the only time a person could claim to have das is when there's yishuv hadas. Ultimately, again, when he has clarity of purpose, when he knows what he wants to do, knows where he wants to go, and understands where he wants to be. Kidas perusho she'en lo yishuv hadas. Excuse me. Kidas perusho she'yesh lo yishuv hadas. Ubar lo ma ha'emes b'chol matzav. And I know, ultimately, again, what is the ultimate good and what is the ultimate truth in every circumstance. Ma tachlis, what's my purpose? Ma alav la'asos, what do I have to do? Ma haderach hanechona lalechazba, what is the right path to go on? Ze nikra shiyesh lo das. But we'll say that is called that a person has das. But afili kishiyesh lo adam eza dvarim, she'ina berurim lo. So we'll say, but life, so if we understand with this idea from the Rebbe, that yishuv hadas really means this clarity of purpose. So even if I have clarity of purpose, so remember, there could be many times in life where I lack clarity. There could be many other times in life where I just don't possess that particular clarity. Aval afachos hu yodea sha'inyan hazeh eina mavur etzlo. See, I will say, here's something amazing. Sometimes there's gadlus in recognizing the lack of clarity as well. You see, when a person at least has tasted yishuv hadas and they understand clarity of purpose, I then can recognize when I lack clarity. Why is it important to recognize when I lack clarity? Because at least then I know that perhaps it might not be the right time to make major decisions. If I'm lacking the clarity and I'm lacking the yishuv hadas, then that might be a time where I have to say, you know what? I'm not in a good space right now. I'm not in a good place right now. It might be a better idea for me to cease and desist from making any dramatic type of life decisions, for I lack the necessary clarity to do so. He goes on, he says, Shebar lo shebe'inyan ze v'ze adayin lo bera es ha'emes. V'hinei, osa adam, she'espala al hakas, v'chin kol adam acher shemespala shalom bayis, asimcha shmir es einayin, oa kol dover acher, going back to the mashal that we started with over here, you know, the individual ultimately, again, who has a problem with anger, a problem with shalom bayis, whatever, fill in your problem here, right? And I dive into HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but yet I can't seem to get real traction on changing it. We'll say very often there's a lack of traction because there's a lack of Yishav Adas. There's a lack of clarity of purpose. It's not just about what I want to do in the here and now. It's ultimately, again, what is my ultimate life goal? What is it that I'm working towards? What is the destination that I'm trying to gear myself towards? And without that, it's hard to get any real movement on anything in life. Chazak v'takif. Shekach v'kach ha'emes, v'kach v'kach ratzon Hashem, v'shum davar ba'olam lo yoziz oso me'emes hazos. V'rak achar kach, yispalo v'yivakish me'Hashem, sheyizke lichyos api ha'secha l'azeh, u'zichor arba milim elu heitiv. So we'll say a person has to go ahead and remember these four words very well. Sechel, miyushav, chazak, takif, kiloshen Rabbi Nachman. Therefore, we'll say again, so we'll stop over here for today, but just understand what the Mechaber is saying over here. And we'll say, I think that this is an exceptionally, exceptionally profound idea, which is the Rebbe is saying that in order to get real traction in life, and these four words is what we're going to pick up with on Monday, Amir Hashem, this Seichel Miyushav Chazak Tokif, this idea that success in life is really rooted in ultimately, again, these four things. Seichel, so which again I will say means an understanding, a knowledge, miyushav, clarity, chazak. Chazak I will say means that I'm strong in that reality. I'm strong in what it is that I want, takif, and I'm willing to go ahead and flex my muscles in order to make that happen. There's an understanding, there's a clarity of vision, there's a strength. Strength manifests itself in commitment and a takif, a strength, a willingness to actualize that. When you have that clarity of purpose, that clarity of vision, then a person could accomplish all kinds of things. All right, so we'll stop up here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem on Monday.